missionaries tackle the food crisis head on. As the Middle East struggles with peace, a ministry begins training new peacemakers, and a team heads to the Philippines excited to support pastors. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There have been riots in the streets, prices are soaring, and millions are cutting back on meals. The global food crisis is upon us. Experts are calling it a silent tsunami that could affect every country on every continent before it gets better. That's why Larry Williams with the Mission Society is providing training for missionaries in agriculture.
If we can work to enhance the food sources and help people to do a better job in raising more crops, they can improve their economic situation. And they can improve their nutrition and have healthier families.
It's also about healthier souls as they share Christ whenever possible. He says this type of ministry is an open door for ministry.
I'm working in some restricted countries that are some of the poorest nations on the face of the earth. And food shortage is a serious issue. We've worked to develop a system where on 2.5 acres, it can completely feed 2 families and provide an income for them.
They currently have more requests than they have personnel and finances. Next, across the Middle East and North Africa, war, terrorism, and crime bring destruction every day. When peace suddenly broke out in Lebanon, it reminded many people that peace is a choice. Sat7's David Harder says their team is in the business of helping viewers take heart.
And we have a special campaign that we just launched. It's called the Peace Amidst Violence campaign, and we're airing spots on the air right now encouraging people to find peace through Jesus Christ and also challenging them to take steps to promote peace in their communities.
Harder says many are seeking answers as the instability looms, answers that can be found in the gospel.
Jesus said, "In the world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world." And that's one of the scriptures that we're presenting through this Peace Amidst Violence campaign. And we're hoping it will challenge people's thinking, that they'll think about Jesus, about seeking him, about having him in their lives, and also about what they can do to build peace in their own communities.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A Baptist pastor in Azerbaijan, Ahmed Shabanov, remains jailed today despite not being convicted. Forum 18 reports defense attorney Mermin Aliyev called for Shabanov to be acquitted and freed, but the case was sent back for further investigation. Shabanov was arrested and charged with having an illegal weapon June 20th. Many believe the gun was planted during the house search. Pray that hearts would soften and that Shabanov's testimony would point many to Christ. Next, a team from Christian Resources International is bringing training and resources to pastors' conferences in the Philippines. Operations manager John Lowry believes the ministry will have a great impact.
One of the places where my heart really is to work with the pastors and help prepare them, knowing that if you work with a pastor, you're indirectly reaching thousands of people through their ministry life.
Lowry's been collecting study Bibles, commentaries, and other resources to give away at the pastors' conferences. Most of the pastors would never be able to obtain such resources on their own.
Many of the pastors that we will be dealing with will be men with wives and children, and they are working on a $5 or $10 per month income. They're barely surviving, and they're trying to do ministry on a full-time basis.
Pray that God will use these pastors to draw many people to himself. And a tiny bank and a former butcher shop is serving thousands of Malawians right in their local marketplace. Only 4 people staff this mini branch of Opportunity International Bank of Malawi, where over 3,000 people have opened savings accounts. 70% of these accounts are owned by women who no longer have to make long, risky trips just to keep their money in a safe place. Pray that as God provides for them, that they'll also receive abundant life through Jesus Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available the music video, The Lord's Prayer, yours free for the asking. It's a moving high-end production showing how the power of the Lord's Prayer unites Christians in the Arab world. It'll inspire you too. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.